Welcome, Keith. It's great to have you. Keith, is it Basil or Basil?
Basil.
Keith, Basil. I found your place by accident, the House of London, the station on Brie. Somebody was celebrating a birthday, and I was like, wow, this was during COVID. And okay. I was like, yeah, I'd actually not mind the underground right now. It's, where did you come up with that idea?
You know, really, the station started in 2016 here in Cape Town. And the idea really came from our love for London. It's where it started. But most of all, it's the underground being the train. And how there are multiple different types of people always catching the train, always going somewhere, people on the go. And we wanted to create a hub and a buzz and a vibe, a restaurant that really represented that, you know, somewhere you could stop, have a drink before you go to work, rather not work, maybe a drink before you go out, or a cappuccino before work, a quick lunch, or to come and celebrate, you know, birthdays, family moments, whatever it is that you want is what the station is.
So Keith Basil is one of the proprietors of the House of London, the station on Brie. If you've not been there yet, you're renovating at present. Does that mean you close?
So yeah, we have. We've been closed for the last 2 months. We've gone under a major renovation. In Cape Town, it's very well known as the station on Brie. And the House of London is the group that owns the station on Brie. We have one in Johannesburg as well. And we've decided to give it a spin here in Cape Town, whereas before it was very much, you know, a bar and a pub, whereas now we want it to be a bit of both. We want it to be very focused on dining as well as focused on still that great time that you know the station to be.
And you say that it all started in London, physically as a restaurant.
Well, I think the concept started in London, but I mean, the restaurant industry and the passion for food and hosting and entertainment has been in our family. We're a Lebanese family for years.
So,
I mean, I remember I was in primary school and my grandmother had a shawarma shop down the road from my primary school, and I'd walk and go up to her, and all her sons and daughters were involved in the shop. So, and this is again, it's very much a family restaurant, from the marketing to the chefs to the guys that run it to the managers. It's very much, you know, run by all of us. It's a passion for us.
Really good friend of mine is Lebanese. What is it about Lebanon? How did it create the wondrous Lebanese people? What is it?
I think it's just that, you know, it's a strong family foundation. We're brought up with family.
It's a resourcefulness as well.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, we love hosting and entertaining.
No,
and
absolutely.
And that's, it runs deep in our veins.
It's good to have you. Keith Basil is with us. So you are renovating. When is renovations? It should be complete. It's festive season.
It is. I know. So we are launching next week. We're the house. We're home, rather, to First Thursdays as well, which is a big thing for us in Brie Street. We'll be closed down the street. So with First Thursday being this week, we thought it'd be wise to, you know, run First Thursday, have our artists come through, and then next week, you know, have the full focus on the relaunch of the restaurant and the space itself.
Okay. And included is another experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is the Lord's Restaurant.
Correct.
So sounds really kind of fine dining.
Can I dig in while you... Please, go ahead. So what we've got here, so we can just let the people know, we've got for you, you're trying now, the fried fish and chips, of course, famous in London, and the mashy peas are also on the plate. We've got some prawn and chorizo pasta for you. We've brought you, of course, as we said, we're Lebanese, so we've brought you a make-it-yourself shawarma. Wow. And then over there, we've got it's new to our menu. Most of these dishes are new to our menu, as the pasta and the chicken rosti.
Chicken rosti
down there. Yeah, it's a great one to start off your day.
I must tell you, I just had a little chip. There's something about a chip that tells you a whole lot about the restaurant, but I think you know that.
Okay, yeah, but I hope so.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely a defining quality, and I think a really nice chip. Well
that's
done.
A great start.
Now I'm going to dig into the fish.
Cool.
So tell us about Lord's Restaurant. Is this what is on offer at Lord's?
This is what is on offer. So as I'd mentioned, the station was very much, you know, popular for being a space that was come in for a drink and have a bit of tapas whilst you're there. And we've now introduced Lord's Restaurant, where it's still the same menu. We've brought in quite a few new items. It's just a refreshed look at this menu, and we've called the dining side of our restaurant Lord's. So when you enter the carriage, the same way as when you enter a train, there's different carriages on the train. We want to bring that experience as you enter the House of London. So when you go over to the station side, that's where you're going to have your fun, buzzing, you know, people mingling, making friends. And if you enter the other side of the restaurant, you'll go into Lord's Restaurant, where it's a dining experience. You can have birthdays, families come together and enjoy a meal.
I wanted to ask about, you established in 2016, it must have been such a setback, COVID-19. How did you guys survive?
You know, it was crazy. It was a crazy time for us. During the time of COVID, we also opened a restaurant in Joburg. That's where we found the station. You know, really, we have to thank the patrons and the people and everyone that came through to the restaurant. They helped us survive. I think the station in Cape Town has become such an institution. We had to thank our customers for coming through and supporting us and keeping us alive, because many of the greats couldn't survive that time.
So have you refined, or the process of refurbishing, is it refining that experience? And how are we going to experience it the next time we go there? And I say we because I pop in there often.
Great. Yeah, definitely refining it in terms of, you know, bringing more dishes to the menu and focusing a bit more on our food. But we never want to be seen as a fine dining restaurant. We never want to be seen, as a place that's too fancy. We always want to be, you know, the station. I can pop in for a drink, or I can pop in for, I can dress up to the nines and still come in and feel at home. The station is open to everyone.
And you're raising the game on your culinary offer.
That's exactly what we're trying to do.
Okay. So just in terms of that culinary offer, this is a bit of a microcosm thereof. Do you want to just expand a little more about the menu beyond what we're seeing here?
Yeah, definitely. So as I've mentioned earlier, what the underground really is in London, and what we're trying to base now the menu on, is that the minute you enter that train, you're going to experience, you know, a multiverse of people from around all over the world, different types of cultures. So our menu has really expanded to take you on a journey around the world, from Mediterranean to Indian to Italian to, you know, South African to Lebanese, whatever it is. There's a whole bunch. There's something for everyone on our menu.
Indications are that we're going to have a bumper season. Do you think you're going to, are you going to compare the season to 2019? Do you think you're going to move beyond 2019, or is it going to be difficult to do 2019 still?
No, I think we're in for an incredible season. I think, you know, just walking around Cape Town, having this renovation, I live in Joburg, and being here for the last 5 weeks, the amounts of tourists and that energy is back. You know, everybody wants to be out. People want to experience what's happening in Cape Town. So I think we're going to have one incredible season ahead.
And just this lead up now to the season, because there's palpable excitement about the planes coming in.
Yeah, absolutely.
And already the streets are filling up with different accents. I got my ears attuned to the streets, and already it's coming back. This lead up to the season, I mean, there must be confidence for you to invest in your enterprise. You must see the future as looking solid.
No, I think we do. I think Cape Town is, it's a tourist attraction. And if it's not for the tourists, we've got the locals. And as I said, we really have to thank our customers and our regulars and everyone that comes through to support us. We're very confident in the product that we have, the offering that we have. We just have to thank everyone for coming to join us.
There's a lot of hope in the industry, but there's also lots of uncertainty. That's why I'm saying you're actually investing in your establishment to enhance the experience. And you know how 2020 kind of sprung up on us?
Yeah.
Do you not expect any surprises like that?
I mean, I'd hope no. You hope not. You'd really hope that was a once in a lifetime experience, and we don't have to go through that again. But for us, with the station, we've always found ourselves to be trendsetters in how we've done things. And if it's, the trend was already there, we've certainly grown on that trend, and in my opinion, made it better. So with us investing now, I think we've seen the trends that are coming. We've seen what is current and happening around the world. And if we don't jump on board and go along with it, we're going to get left behind. So the only way we saw moving forward was investing once again, and putting all of our hope and dreams into it, and seeing
into
what comes
this
out.
Experience that you are creating. Now, tapas was an important part of your offering previously. Does it remain an essential part of you?
It's still one of the highlights of our menu.
Okay.
For us, what we've done is we're now going to have a bar menu as well. So for us, we feel that tapas is important in a bar.
Yes.
It's finger food, it's snacks. So tapas is still a highlight on our menu. It's still a big thing. All we've done is add to that menu to bring dishes that are elevated and elevate that menu rather.
Right. So it's premature for me to ask you what your top sellers are.
Well, look, some of these dishes we already have in our restaurant in Joburg in Parkhurst, and certainly the chorizo and prawn pasta is a massive seller for us. We've also got our shawarma that does really, really well.
Is that the chorizo and the prawn pasta, that one?
That's the one over there, yeah.
Sure, okay.
And it does really, really well. I think that's our top seller out in Parkhurst. The seafood platter has also been introduced now into Cape Town, also a big one out for us in Parkhurst. So I think Parkhurst was our guinea pig, and especially because we opened in such rocky times, as you mentioned, in COVID. We opened in the peak of COVID, actually. And it passed the test of time, and we've now come through to Cape Town with these Met dishes.
Sure, it looks like the brand is as consolidated. Is there any other expansion planned?
I think there's always room for expansion for us. And like what we're trying to do now by bringing the name, the House of London Inn, that is the group name that owns all these restaurants. And we're trying to, you know, once you enter the station, you've got the station on the one side, Lord's on the other side. Downstairs is our Churchill's carriage, which is very much a cigar underground vibe. And what we would hope to do in the future is, if we want to just separate Lord's restaurant and keep the station apart from it, we can open a Lord's restaurant somewhere else. We can open a station somewhere else. We can open a Churchill's carriage in their own entities. And that all falls under the brand, the House of London.
What I've also found is that there's more people looking for vegan kind of gluten-free kind of options. Are you considering this other consolidating aesthetic?
They already do, yeah. So we have, because like I've mentioned before, it's a taste from around the world. Most of our Mediterranean food is vegan. We have a lot of vegetarian dishes on. We've also got Beyond Burgers that have come through in Johannesburg. We're getting them out here in Cape Town as well. So we certainly cater towards a vegan and vegetarian in the restaurants.
What do you think that diners' needs have changed post COVID? Have you experienced any trends different to 2019?
I think trends are always going to change. So yeah, I think diners' needs have certainly changed. I think we're going to have to just focus on what the customers want. You really can only tell from once we open and we tell from the reaction of our customers. Are they enjoying this new space? Aren't they enjoying the new space? They're really going to decide what we feel the trends are for the station.
You know, your answers are so concise and succinct. I'm not getting a chance. Can you have like long answers that I can taste and I don't have to chew on? I'm chatting with Keith Basil. He's not an ideal interviewee today because you want to taste, but he's so succinct. He's so businesslike. And we're talking about the House of London, the station on Brie. It's relaunching first Thursday, this coming Thursday. It sounds like it's going to be a little trial run.
Correct. So I'll expand a bit on that for you. So first Thursday, we're not going to open the restaurant this Thursday because we'd like to focus on first Thursday. And of course, that is a massive party in the streets. We've got our headliners this time being Biggie, Carl Watson. It'll be his first time in South Africa playing again. We've got DJ Fresh coming through for us as well. So that'll be this Thursday. Tickets are on sale for that now. The station on Brie is home to first Thursday.
It is amazing.
Thank you.
And the presentation is absolutely amazing. And I think the price is absolutely reasonable for what I'm seeing. Is it the same menu in both establishments? Is there one chef generating those recipes?
So there is. So now the menu is the same across the board. Prior to this, the one in Parkhurst was slightly different to the one here in Cape Town. We've got Siobhan sitting in studio with us. She's the master behind.
Are you responsible?
Also a family member. She's responsible for all these dishes, and she runs both kitchens from... She flies up and down between Joburg and Joburg and Cape Town. She's running the kitchens.
So from scratch, you've developed these recipes, Siobhan. And what is your background in it, in food specifically?
So actually nothing. I never studied culinary before. It all was literally when I was about 5 years old. I decided to... I was stuck in the kitchen with my grandmother. And everything that I've learned today is all based on her and the love for food that I've had for so long.
The taste is absolutely extraordinary. But I'm always worried about that chef not being able to spend every night in the kitchen. How do you ensure that there's no difference between you being there and somebody else being there?
So we have a lot of quality control checks that go into place. There will never be a day where stock that comes in or stock that's checked inside of the kitchen isn't checked by myself. I have a lot of faith in my chefs that are in my kitchen. They are of very good quality. They also have a lot of experience behind them. And what I love most about them is that they've worked a lot in the industry, and they've also offered a lot of good ideas, and through their experience...
And you're open to those good ideas.
I love it.
Okay, now, doesn't Lord's Restaurant bring another kind of challenge to the party? or not?
Not really.
You don't look intimidated.
You know, for a long time we've wanted to fine tune what we've had there, and because of the space we had with Station on Bree, we didn't know if it would work in that area.
Yeah.
And now with this relaunch, it's given us a challenge, number one, and it's made us excited to get involved into a different category of different avenue of food that we can walk down and see how we can conquer it.
But you've scoped the area, you've sussed the area, yes. You're responding to what you've encountered.
And especially in Parkhurst, because in Parkhurst, our Joburg store was a lot more of a, not a fine dining, but they wanted a finer tune of things. And when we started to fine tunes there, we saw the change and what impact it had on the people and the reviews we were getting. And we were so excited about that's when we knew we were on the right path.
I just get the sense there's a lot of demand for vegan as well, and there's been a wonderful response in terms of creativity and broadening on the options available to vegans. What has been your kind of thinking around that specifically?
You know, in the beginning it was a challenge because, you know, when you come to vegan and a vegetarian, you got two styles. So it's either very plant-based, where it's very vegetarian, packed with veggies, packed with all of that rich goodness. And then you also get vegans that love the Beyond Meat style. So we've had to try and create a combination of both, where you can offer both that meaty style, although it's not meat, it's plant-based, but it's a little bit more processed, and then getting stuck into creative ideas about creating fantastic vegetables and making different things. So our falafels are fantastic. It's probably one of the best falafels I've ever had and created ever. And then we also have lovely burger patties where we've packed different types of fruits and veggies and a whole combination of spices and things all into these things to create a different level of excitement. Because, you know, sometimes you think of a vegetarian and it's like a margarita. I mean, eventually you get bored of that type of stuff. So you got to get quite creative. And the best way to get creative is with fresh produce.
Siobhan.
Yes.
Siobhan Basil is part of the Basil family, the people behind the House of London, the station on Bree. If you've missed, and it's become a bit of a meeting place as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely,
apart from everything that you've said, Keith, it's a meeting. People are getting there and having a drink after work. And
that's exactly what it's all about. Like I said, I think for us, the station is just that. The station is what you want it to be. If you want to come and meet friends, if you want to come with your bosses, if you want to come with your family, if you're looking for a good dinner, if you're just looking for a cocktail, whatever it is, if you're down and you have no friends, we have the friendliest staff in the country. I can promise you that. You'll leave there with a friend in one of them. There's no doubt.
You know, I think it was palpable, just Siobhan's energy and passion about her food. You know when somebody says, even I like it. You know, that's audacity. I understand the spunk and the taste in your food. It's that kind of attitude that it takes. So clearly, a lot of respect for the people that come to your place. Yeah. You give it your heart and soul.
Very much, yeah.
And also being Lebanese, you're not allowed to leave the shop without being happy. And if you're not happy, well, then I'm going to do whatever I can.
There's that element.
To make sure that you're going to leave happy.
And it's such an important element. I think that you understand conviviality, hard work in the industry, and certainly the taste. I mean, what more do you want?
That's it.
You want the station on Bree. Thursday, you said what?
Thursday is first Thursday, so
and
the party in the street. So the Bree Street is free. That has a whole market to it, and there's food trucks and a whole thing. But then if you want to go and watch the artists, which we have, you know, some of South Africa's top headliners every first Thursday. This one we've got Biggie, DJ Fresh, and Kyle Watson. They'll be on the stage. That is R150 a ticket to get to go and watch them.
You may be interested, and I know you'll be interested in Siobhan's culinary adventures that she's got planned there for you. We're gonna put it to the test, that audacity, that it's the best in the world. We like that, that spunk. Anything more you want to add about your food, Siobhan?
I think you guys should come and try it.
I have. I'm sold.
Sold. Love it. I think it's different.
I didn't want to talk with my mouth full, so I had just two pieces. There was a bit of
prawn chorizo.
There was a bit of chorizo. I didn't get the prawn yet, but absolutely tasty. I can understand why it's good salad, or rather good pasta. I tasted the fish and the chips. I think often when you look at a chip and you can see how much effort has gone into a dish, and I can't fault that. And fish and chips. You think it's generic? This doesn't look generic. This looks like I want to climb in it like a new. I've tasted your livers, your chicken livers. They're absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
As well.
And also, I just wanted to say, a lot of our food that we have, we make it in-house ourselves. So everything that we produce, whether it's a sauce, whether it's a bread, to our pita bread, to our hummus, to our tzatziki, to our rosti, to everything, is all done in-house.
Yeah, it talks to that energy that you've brought across very aptly this morning. And it's time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for bringing your fair. Yeah, I've just nibbled. My colleagues are going to dig in, but I have no doubt they're going to come to the same conclusions. It's nearly 12 o'clock. Thank you to Basil, Keith Basil and Siobhan Basil, the people behind the station on Breed, relaunching, of course, on Thursday. And you want to be there. And my goodbyes.